Some consider this wild and woolly creature the original High Plains Drifter. Join us as we study the American bison, next on the Naturalist Journal. Bison, also known as buffalo, first entered North America from Eurasia about 300,000 years ago. Their range stretched from northern Mexico to Alaska, from the east coast to western Oregon. They provided food, clothing, and shelter for the Native American. But by the end of the 1800s, buffalo were nearly extinct. Unregulated overhunting of these animals reduced the buffalo population from 60 million to just 550 by the year 1900. Today, buffalo are being reestablished in their native habitats. In Texas, Caprock Canyons is one of three state parks now providing a home for buffalo.
Part of Texas' problem is we've moved into privatization of land, and there's just not any open ranges for the buffalo to exist on naturally anymore. So the state and the park system have taken it on themselves to provide that natural environment.
The American buffalo, scientific name Bovidae bison bison, may appear domesticated to the public, but they are a wild and unpredictable animal. Anyone working with buffalo must be constantly aware of the danger involved.
They're not pets, and they never will be, but they do coexist with us without too much problem, as long as you don't mind letting them be the boss.
Some buffalo weigh as much as a ton, and have been known to live more than 30 years. This hardiness is characteristic of their unique adaptation to life on the plains.
Early history tells us is when they had hard freezes and hard snow and ice storms, they'd find thousands of cattle dead on the range, but the buffalo always seemed to winter through. Us and the Indians are probably the few that really got this kind of relationship with these kind of animals.
Just across the border in Oklahoma lies Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. As one of the earliest efforts to save the species, it's home to nearly 600 buffalo.
At the time that the bison were brought here in 1907, there were less than 1,000 head in the whole of North America. So they were brought here essentially to preserve the species from extinction.
The refuge has done just that. In fact, surplus buffalo were sold at public auction to keep the herd population in line with the land's natural food supply.
There are a lot of different people that are interested in purchasing buffalo. Buffalo ranching as a business has become much more popular in the last 5 to 10 years. You're seeing it increase in favor.
With the growing number of private herds and continued support by government agencies, buffalo are once again a natural part of the plains.
They probably have over 100,000 head of buffalo or bison in North America today, so it's one of the real true success stories of trying to preserve a species from extinction.